try to work y'all in here, man. Waiting on batteries. The batteries are dead in my mic. We're having a hard time finding some. And this is okay. I use it if I have to. But I feel like I can make it a little bit better. All right. Anybody want to testify? Okay, Brother Nathan, get on for us, sir.
Is there something in your heart between you and the Lord? Are you drifting apart, not as close anymore? There's nothing you can do that He will not forgive. So bring it to the cross, let it die so you can live. Battered and bound, and are you struggling for strength? Do you long to lay it down? Don't take another step, just kneel where you stand and take it to the cross. Take the hammer in your hand and bend it to the cross.
Bibles, if you would tonight, open up to Psalms 3, and have kind of unusual, I guess, text tonight. I don't know how everybody does. I know with myself, on my preaching, when the Lord gives me something to preach, I really analyze it and think, you know, how it could help or what the Lord might do with it. And in all honesty, I'm not exactly sure how this might help or how the Lord might use it, but I know it's been on my heart all week, and I've learned after preaching for 34 years, I've learned that when the Lord puts something heavy on your heart, it's best to just go with it.
Right.
And so that's what I want to try to do tonight. Psalms 3, tonight, Psalms chapter 3, we're going to begin reading verse 1, and we're going to read through verse 8 tonight, and we'll preach a little bit tonight here. Psalms 3 and verse 1, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Selah. I laid me down and slept, and I awakened, for the Lord sustained me. Verse 6 is my text verse tonight. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all my enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessings is upon thy people. Selah. Thank you. Might be seated.
Amen.
Father, we come this evening. Thank you for this visit. Bless the Lord tonight of being able to see this many folks interested in the house of God on Sunday night in the kind of day and hour in which we live. Lord, as we come tonight, I'm just trying to obey you. The Bible said, obedience, Lord, is better than sacrifice. And so, Lord, I'm just trying to obey what's upon my heart tonight. I ask you to give me deliverance of it. And just pray the Lord use it tonight in some way, maybe to make me a watchman upon the wall tonight. Lord, for this day and hour in which that we're now living. And Lord, I pray tonight for the unsaved. Lord, I pray that they would come to know the Lord. I pray that God would bless them by convicting them and letting them see their lost condition. And then the Lord bless them, Lord, by the Holy Spirit, draw them to Christ. And Lord, if they'll come, repent. Lord, I know you'll save as you promised to do. Lord, be with your people tonight. And Lord, we're living in a time of great fear. Lord, in this particular time in the church history where we're at tonight, Lord, we need you more than ever. And we pray that God would help us tonight, give us understanding a little bit of what might be going on tonight around us and in the world. And Father, I confess, Lord, I don't know much about this subject. I just know what little I've found in the Word of God. And I pray you'll help me to use what I got, Lord, not be like that one that because he had so little, he didn't use it. Lord, I want to use what little I have and pray you'll bless it, make it enough tonight. And people be glad they came out tonight to the house of God. Lord, forgive me of my sin. Cleanse me tonight. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for keeping me. And thank you for the promise, Lord, that soon you'll be coming. We ask in Jesus' name, amen and amen. I want to preach tonight about something that's been much in the news. And if you watch the news, read the paper, you've heard a lot about it tonight. And it's a group of people over in the Middle East. And they go by the name of ISIS. ISIS, if you watch them on television, it probably terrified you just to see what they're doing over there in the Middle East. And as we hear reports every day about them. Well, you know the Bible, nothing's new to God. It is to me, but it's not to God.
Amen.
The Bible says that this book that we have tonight, the Bible says that the God that wrote it, that he knew the end from the beginning.
Right. Yeah.
And in Isaiah, the Bible says there in chapter 46 and verse 8, he said, remember this and show yourselves men.
Yeah.
Bring it again to mind, O you transgressors. Remember the former things of old. Now watch this. For I am God, and there's none else. I am God, and there's none like me.
Yeah.
Declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times, of things that are not yet done.
Amen.
Saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all of my pleasure.
Amen.
You see, God knows nothing's news to God.
Yeah, right.
God knows all things.
Amen.
And what we watched on the 6 o'clock news last night or Friday night, God already knew about it.
He's
a God that knows the, as I said, I want to emphasize again, that he's a God that knows the end from the beginning.
Amen.
He said, there's none like me, and I believe that tonight.
Amen.
Now, even though tonight that we don't find that word tonight, ISIS, in the Bible, it is an abbreviation tonight, is what that is. It's an abbreviation tonight for the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. That's what that word means. Actually, what it is they're saying they're wanting to take over Iraq and Syria. That's their goal right now. Of course, we know their goal is worldwide.
Right.
We know that's their goal, but right now, their goal is Iraq and Syria.
Right.
Let me say tonight that were they be allowed to do that, it would be devastating to us. Be devastating to us, and we're certainly not ignorant enough to believe that they would stop with those two places. We know that their goal is to conquer the world. Now, well, the Bible doesn't say, you know, you won't find ISIS, that term, in the Bible, but you will find things in the Bible that identify this people, this kind of a people in the last day.
Right.
And the Bible says that we're watchmen upon the wall. And I'm persuaded tonight that most of the time that we don't do enough preaching about prophetic faith.
Right.
I'm persuaded that we're living in a day when all these things are coming about, and yet we don't really preach a lot about them because maybe we don't fully understand them. And I totally confess tonight I don't fully understand everything. But I do have a little insight from reading the Word of God and know what the Word of God says. And I feel like I owe it to my people in my church every now and then to at least point out a few things that's going on in the world and let them know that God is not taken by surprise. To know tonight that God would not have us to be terrified tonight. That's what these people are. They're terrorists. Is what they are. We'll talk about that a little bit more. Let me say first of all tonight about these people that we call ISIS tonight. Let me say first of all tonight that Jesus told us there'd be people like that. Matthew 24, Jesus was a prophet.
Don't
you know Jesus was a prophet? He was a preacher. He was a prophet. He is a king. And Jesus was not a false prophet. Everything he ever preached and everything he ever prophesied has come to pass. And I tell you that Jesus prophesied how he would die. And I tell you that Jesus prophesied how that they would pluck his beard, how that he would fall into the hands of wicked men and they would crucify him. Here's a man that prophesied how he would die. You say, well, that's not too amazing. How about this? He prophesied on what day he'd rise from the dead.
Right.
That's pretty amazing. Not only that, he prophesied many things that have already come to pass. What's exciting to me is all those things that have come to pass. Thank God that lets me know them things that have not come to pass, that they're going to come to pass. And you know what he said? He said, I will come again. Thank God, if he kept all them other promises, he's going to keep that one. But you know, the people of his day were like people of our day. They were interested in what was going to happen. They wanted to know about the prophetic events and future events. And they came to the Lord in Matthew 24 and they said, Lord, let us know what's going to be the sign of your coming and when are all these things going to take place. The Lord said, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name saying, I'm Christ, and shall deceive many. You shall hear wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. He said, for nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famine and pestilence, earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrow. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. You shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Then shall many be offended and betray one another and shall hate one another. Watch verse 11. And many false prophets shall arise and deceive many. You see, what these people are is they're false prophets. Jesus said in the last days there would be false prophets. And they would be more and more of them as the time goes on. It's interesting tonight that, and I don't think it's speaking of that here, but it's just interesting that David said, I will not be afraid though 10,000, he said, are against me. You know what they say, that they believe the number of the fighting number of this group is 10,000. Right now there's 10,000 and they're growing. Now, was David talking about him? I don't think so. But the principle here is this. David said, I don't have to be afraid of these 10,000 people that are out to get me, because he said, I know God's for me. Amen. I'm glad God's for us. You see, these people are radical Muslims, is what they are. And they believe in Mohammed. They practice to the uttermost the teachings of the Koran and accept them as being the Word of God, if you will. And these are what we call false prophets. Now, let me say about these people here that they're in the prisons, and they say one of the fastest growing segments of the Muslim religion is the prisons in America.
Right.
You know why that is? Because a lot of people that get into the prisons in America know nothing about the Word of God.
Yeah.
A lot of times, I know there's some of them that do, but as a whole, they know nothing about the Word of God. You know, the easiest person to deceive in the world is a person don't know nothing about the Word of God. That's why Muslims and Jehovah's Witnesses and all these false groups, that's why oftentimes they can deceive people and get people to follow them,
right,
because they know nothing about the Word of God.
Amen.
You know, the best antidote there is for a false prophet is the truth.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's why we need Bible-believing church and Bible classes and people to study their Bible. You say, why? So we'll know the truth of God. You cannot deceive a man that knows the truth.
Amen.
Old B.R. Lakin used to say, not everything you hear preached is the truth. He said, I've had a lot of my sermons run by the Bible.
Yeah.
He said, I preached something, got to reading it, and found out it wasn't that way. Amen.
Right.
Every preacher's experienced that.
Right.
But we're not false prophets. We just didn't know any better.
Right.
And once we found out the truth, then we began to preach the truth. But these people here, they're a group of people that's radical Muslims, and they believe in a false prophet. They believe in Mohammed. He's a false prophet.
Right.
They believe in the Koran. It's a false Bible.
Amen.
Amen. You see, everything God has that's real, the devil has a counterfeit.
Right.
Amen. Everything. And so, this is all of the devil. Now, you say, what about these people? Well, like I said, the best thing for the antidote forms of truth.
Amen.
You say, where to get the truth at? The Bible's the truth.
Amen.
Psalm 160, the Bible said in that chapter, verse 60, he said, thy word is truth. Amen. My word is true.
Yeah.
I believe that every word in the Word of God is
Amen.
True tonight. Don't you believe that?
Amen.
Jesus said, I am the truth.
Amen.
If you don't believe in Jesus and they don't, you couldn't have the truth.
Amen.
Because Jesus said, I am the truth. Amen.
Yeah.
And so we see here that these people, they are like the devil. You say, what do you mean? They're false prophets.
Right.
You know who the first false prophet was in the Bible? But then,
right?
Yeah.
You say, what did he say? He told me, you won't surely die. He prophesied, said, you're not going to die. Did she die?
Yeah.
You see, the first false prophet in the Bible was the devil.
Amen.
And every false prophet from that time down to this present moment, every false prophet is of the devil.
Amen.
Thank God that we have straight preaching and good preaching and real preaching and true preaching. Because there's a whole lot of false preaching out there. As time has went on, the Bible said, Jesus said many false prophets would come.
That's right.
And so now we have more and more and more of them all the time. Amen. And so we see, first of all, that the Bible spoke of this kind of a people tonight. It didn't identify them as the name they go by, ISIS, but the Bible spoke to the fact that in the last days there would be many false prophets and they would deceive many. You hear on the news, read in the paper, get the report firsthand from people like Brother Epps and others that work the prisons, that the fastest growing group within the prisons and all of that is this group ISIS. Amen. You say, why? Because people are deceived by them.
Amen.
They're deceived by them. Now, Let me say this tonight. Look in John 19. Or John 16. I'm sorry, John 16. And let's look at verse 1. Jesus is speaking here, so it's the truth. And
amen.
He said, "These things have I spoken unto you, that you should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues." Now notice the semicolon there. Now, we know that that's talking about the days that are soon to follow for these disciples, and we know that. But whenever we find a semicolon in the Bible, like in John 5, where he talks about the resurrection of the just and the resurrection of the unjust, there's always a space of time after that semicolon to the next statement.
Amen.
So he says here of these Jews and disciples, he said, "They shall put you out of the synagogue. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service."
Right.
But you know tonight that they think when they kill a Christian, they think that whenever they murder Christians and they do it by the multiplied hundreds and thousands, that every time they do that, they think that they're doing the will of God.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Right. They look at a place like America and they call us Satan. They would like to destroy Israel, and when they get done with Israel, they'd like to destroy us. That's their goal. Amen. That's what they want to do. But I want you to notice here that the Bible foretold that they would be people that would come in the last days, and they would think that when they killed you, when they killed a Christian, they were doing God a service. Amen.
Right.
Well, can I tell you that that's not the business of God.
Right.
Yeah. That's not the business of God. You say, who's that like? That's like the devil.
Yeah, man.
Amen.
Matter of fact, they have several characteristics that are like the devil.
Yeah, man.
For one thing, when you see them, when they're getting ready to behead somebody, like you've seen on the news, one thing they do is they put a hood over their face.
Yeah.
They don't want you to know who they are. Well, you never seen a Baptist preacher in your life put a hood over his face.
Right. Yeah.
You never saw a Christian witness in your life try to hide their face. You say, why? Because we're not handling the Word of God deceitfully.
Amen.
We're manifesting the truth of God.
Right.
And we don't care that you see us and know who we are. And the only people I know that hide their face is people that don't want you to know who they are.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, like the fellow that robbed you.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, you see them all the time, and they rob somebody at gunpoint, and they got their face covered up.
Yeah.
I was telling them last night in prayer about a fellow that was robbing a guy. He said, "Put your hands up." He put his hands up. He said, "Give me all your money." The guy was trying to get to his money, and he said, "By the way, what do you do for a living?" He said, "I'm a senator." And he said, "Well, in that case, give me all my money."
Yeah.
Amen. But the only people you know that do stuff like that's people rob you. Amen.
Amen.
You know, like the doctor when he comes in.
Yeah.
Just kidding. But the devil, these people have many characteristics like the devil. Number one characteristic is they hate Israel.
Yeah. Right.
Amen. Yeah.
Right.
They hate every Jew.
Yes.
They call them every despicable name you could think of.
Right.
And they have plainly stated that we want to wipe them off the map. And I promise you that if they ever do take over a region that has nuclear stuff or that they can actually do it, they'll do it unless God stops them. Amen.
Right.
They'll do it, but they hate every Jew. Did you know the devil hates every Jew?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He hates every Jew right now. But over in Revelation 12, when we get into that tribulation time, we're not going to get into it, but the world is. In Revelation 12, and there was a war that went on in heaven. They don't just fight them down here, they got them up there.
Right.
The Bible said there was a war up in heaven, and Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Neither was their place found anymore in heaven. And it says that great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil, and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and the angels were cast out with him, his angels. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now has come salvation, strength, King of our God, the power of His Christ. For the accuser of our brother is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of the testimony, that they loved not their lives unto the death. Every time I read that, it does something for me. You say, why? Because we're talking about a time after the rapture of church, when great darkness is upon the earth, the Antichrist is running things, and yet the Bible says the people knew their God, they still overcame. Thank God, I'm glad tonight, living in the church age, I live in where I'm living now. There's not anybody in this room tonight that ought not be able to overcome the fact. If they can overcome then, we ought to be able to overcome now. The Bible said this is the victory that overcometh the world, even your faith. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens. Why? Devil's kicked out. I want you to know, brother, the devil gets kicked out of your life. It's time to rejoice. I want you to know, brother, you get the devil out of the church. It's time to rejoice. I want you to know, brother, you get the devil out of the scene. It's time to praise God. I'm glad tonight, thank God, that they get to rejoice in heaven because the devil's kicked out. But wait a minute. But he says he's kicked out. Therefore rejoice ye heavens that dwell in them. But woe to the inhabitants of the earth. You know, when he gets kicked out of heaven, I'm going to be up there in there rejoicing. I'm going to be saying, thank God, there he goes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I like that what the Bible says there, don't you? Mm-hmm. It says, rejoice ye heavens and ye that dwell, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. For the devil has come down, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time.
Amen.
Watch verse 13. And when the dragon saw he was cast into the earth, he persecuted the woman. That woman's Israel.
That's right.
He hates her. You see, ever Hitler, everybody that's ever persecuted the Jews, everybody that's ever tried to annihilate the Jews, they're the devil.
Amen.
That's not God. God loves them.
Amen.
God says that's my chosen people. God said I'll bless them, and if you'll bless them, God said I'll bless you.
Amen.
Did you know that I studied back in the last year, we was going through Revelations, and I stumbled upon this truth. I didn't know it. I wouldn't have dreamed of it. But it says that there's more Jews in the United States of America right now than there is in Israel. No wonder God blesses us. Hallelujah. I like Dr. Grady's book, and he pretty much proves his point that the only reason for America being here tonight, only reason for God raising up America, is that Israel would have a stopping off place as they went back to the homeland. Nobody else would let them in, but our country let them in. I've got documents at home where our president at that time begged them to come over here and told them they was welcome to come over here. No wonder God blessed America.
Amen.
We want God to keep blessing America.
Amen.
We better keep blessing them. Amen.
That's right.
Well, I can't help what the president does and the Congress does and everybody else does, but brother, I'm going to keep praying for them.
Amen.
I'm not so sure I need to pray for them. Matter of fact, I don't waste much time praying for God to take care of them. You say, why? Because he's going to do that. He's going to take care of them. I do pray for the peace of Jerusalem. To pray for the peace of Jerusalem is not to pray that they'll win the next skirmish. It's to pray for Jesus to come back. Because until he comes back, there'll never be no peace over there. They've signed treaties this deep, already done it. There still ain't no peace over there. They've been fighting over there ever since they crucified Christ. They've been fighting over there. And even before that, they've been fighting over there. And they're going to keep on fighting over there until the Prince of Peace comes back and brings peace over there. Thank God. Hallelujah. I'm glad for the Word of God.
Remember,
they hate the Jews. The devil hates the Jews. You know, they have characteristics like the devil. You say, what do you mean, John 8:44? Jesus spoke to a group of people there, and he said, you're of your father, the devil. He said, you're of your father, the devil. And the lust of your father you have been with. Because he said he was a liar and abode not in the truth. And he said he was a murderer. That's what they are. They're murderers. When you take somebody and murder them just for no reason, just because you don't like them, just because you're trying to push an agenda, you're a murderer.
Amen.
You know what the Bible said? The Bible said we know no murderer hath eternal life abiding in them. The Bible said.
Amen.
They're murderers. They have characteristics like the devil.
Amen, brother.
Even the way they murder people is like the devil. You say, what do you mean? Look in Revelation 20. This is during the millennial reign, there after the tribulation. The Bible said, verse 4, I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their forehead or in their hand. They lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. You say, is that ISIS? It may not be the group, but it's all the same bunch.
Right.
It's all the same bunch. Yeah. And you know what they do? They cut people's heads off.
Right.
For no reason.
Right.
That's like the devil. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
That's characteristic of the devil. He's a murderer. He's a killer. He's a liar. He's a deceiver. All those things are typical of that group.
Amen. Right.
You know, they're terrorists.
Right.
I've heard them say several times, I've heard them say this, that they said even Al-Qaeda said they won't even have nothing to do with them.
Right.
They're too bad for them.
Right.
They're too much of a terrorist for them. Job talks about, in the book of Job, Job talks about the king of terror.
Yeah.
You know who the king of terror is? That's the devil.
Yeah.
He's the king of terror.
Yeah, man.
That's who's leading them, the king of terror.
Amen.
You see, Christians don't try to scare people to death. We preach the truth. We preach about hell. If that bothers you, then I'm sorry, it's in the Bible.
Amen.
But I won't tell you something. We're not going to threaten to cut your head off.
Amen. Amen.
Right. We're not going to threaten to kill you. I've seen a few I'd like to kill, but I'm Christian.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Brother Duncan preached here. He had some good time with that, but he didn't believe that. He said he preached, got on. I don't know how he got on it, but he got preaching about, he didn't like preachers ought to wear guns in the pulpit and all this stuff. And everything. He said that Harold Sightner turned over his grave. He thought a preacher had a gun in the pulpit. And we got talking about that after he left, and some of us, and there's probably 4 or 5 packing right now here. Somebody said, what do you think about that, Brother Rick? I said, well, it's probably a good idea if a preacher don't pack, but I'm sure glad my members do. He said, why don't you pack? Well, if a Baptist preacher, I mean, you'll have to kill somebody.
Yeah.
Then this meeting go bad.
Right.
That would run into somebody. I mean, you know it takes so much, you might shoot somebody. At least you don't need no gun. But I sure like my other people have. Amen. Don't bother me a bit. I like people to know they gone.
Yeah, right.
Amen.
Yeah.
You say, well, that's a deterrent.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's a deterrent. Amen.
Yeah.
I told the story of old Jack Woods. They had people robbing robbing churches around there. They'd come in about the time the offering was taken. And when they got it gathered, they'd come in. They'd hold them up. They'd get the offering. One more, old Jack was sitting up there. And, man, he was rough anyway. And old Jack sitting up there. And his assistant pastor's over here. This is Danny Farley. And Brother Danny came over and said, Brother Jackson, them two guys just come in. I think that's them people that's been robbing churches. I saw their face on the news. Old Jack, let me show you how to have that boy. He had his cowboy boots on, and probably his hat in his hand. He walked over there. And he said, we're fixing to take the offering up today. And he said, everybody in here, about 300 or 400 people, so everybody in here is packing today. He said, would you hold up your gun? Men, women holding up their guns. Men holding up their guns. So them two guys looked at each other and they just kind of quietly went on.
Amen.
You don't mess with somebody like that. But we see here these people, we don't threaten people. That's not our characteristic. As a Christian, we're supposed to have the love of God in us.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. We don't want to kill people. We want to tell people the truth so they can live forever.
Yeah.
Amen. 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 We want to, the only way we want to kill people is we want to love them to death.
Amen.
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 That's the way Christians ought to be.
Yeah.
These people ain't Christians.
No.
That's right, Brother Rick.
Amen. They're not Christians. They don't have the love of God in them.
Amen.
They want to terrorize people. They want to make people afraid. They want people to live in terror. Thank God my God came to take the terror off of me.
Amen.
He died on the cross so that I won't have to fear hell. I won't have to be terrified about hell. Thank God for what Jesus did on the cross.
Amen.
The Bible says, one place it says, he's the king of the children of pride.
Yeah,
they're proud. Boy, you see them on the news.
Right.
See them out there lifting them telephone poles all the way in there, lifting them telephone poles. And see them out there marching in step. And all that. Heard about one lady, she's proud of her son like most mamas are. He joined the army, he's like me, he wasn't too good at timing. It's always my problem. I tried to learn to play the guitar, and I learned the chords real quick. I could make all the chords, C, D, E, F, G, all of them. But my timing wasn't no good. I never could get the rhythm of the thing. And went over to Jamaica, you know, all black over there. I'm the only white person there preaching. And one thing about them blacks, they got rhythm.
Yeah.
Amen. There'd be 300 black people in there. They'd get singing. They'd go like this.
Yeah.
Me and one other white guy's in there, and we're going like this.
Yeah.
We're out of rhythm at that, amen? One lady, her son's like that. He joined the army. He wasn't much at rhythm. The day they come out of training there, and they was all going to be marching, and she went over there to look at them and brought some people with her. She's so proud of her boy, and here they come. You know, thousands of them marching step down through there. And she said, praise God, look at my boy. He's the only one in step.
Yeah.
Oh. Characteristics like the devil, amen. Proud.
Right.
King of pride.
Amen.
Yeah. I'm proud of Jesus, aren't you?
Yeah. Amen.
I'm proud of the Word of God. I'm proud
amen.
I'm saved.
Amen.
Right. But I know what the Bible says about pride.
Yeah.
He says, you younger, submit yourself to the elder.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's what he says. He says, submit yourself to the elder. He said, be clothed with humility because God resists the proud.
That's right.
But he gives grace to the humble.
Yeah.
Therefore, humble yourself under the right hand of God. You might exalt in due time. So I asked my night, so have Josh be preached. I said, done great.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
You say, why did he do so great? He's humble.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That works every time.
Amen. Yeah.
That will never fail.
That's right.
Humbleness is like draws God.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit in the Bible is like in water. And you know what water does? It always runs to the lowest place. And everyone who gets the humblest is going to get the most of God on them in any service. Because it's drawn to that kind of a thing.
Amen.
But these people are not humble, they're proud.
Right.
Let me say this about him tonight. Matthew 10:28. The Bible said, fear not them which kill the body.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
People scared to death right now, afraid they're going to come over here.
Yeah.
Yep. People scared to death, afraid they come over here and go through our streets, cut people's heads off, they might do it.
Mm-hmm.
God allows it, they could do it if God allows it.
Yeah.
He might do it
for
judgment upon this nation.
Right.
He might do it, I don't know. People are scared to death about it. You know what Jesus said? He said, don't fear them which are able to kill the body.
That's right.
Right. Amen.
Don't fear them. Don't be afraid of them that's able to kill the body.
Amen.
Cut your head off. Don't fear them, he said, but are not able to kill the soul.
That's it.
Amen. Somebody told an old preacher, I'm afraid Russia's going to bomb us. Or I'm afraid somebody's going to bomb us. And he said, if they do, I hope the first one hits me right in the back pocket and blows me to heaven. Thank God.
Hey.
Yeah. Of course, they do. Just blow me to heaven.
That's
amen.
Right.
Amen.
You say you wouldn't be afraid if somebody come in here with a machete and got you down on your knees? I'd be terrified. But I'd like to think I wouldn't be terrified enough to deny my Lord.
Amen.
You know, over there, I read that a minute ago. I want to look at that again over there because it's important. Revelation 20 and verse 4 it says, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus.
That's right.
Yeah.
I say this with charity, and I hate what's happening. I certainly don't want to say anything that would cause more harm or whatever for these people that have been beheaded and killed already. But you don't go to heaven because you work for Fox News.
Yes. Right. That's right.
Amen.
You go to heaven because you have the witness of Jesus.
Yes.
You go to heaven because when they're standing there beside you, and they got it wrong, and they say, you deny Jesus, and you confess Allah to be God, and you say, no, I'm a Christian, I'm going to stay with the Lord. Whoa.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
for me to live as Christ.
Yeah. Don't have it?
Yeah.
Heaven.
Amen.
God will give you a new head anyway.
Yeah.
Heaven.
Right.
Amen. Put the old back on.
Amen.
God knows how to do it. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
The Bible says here, He said, don't fear them. Don't be afraid of these people. Be
That's
afraid
right.
of God.
That's
Amen.
It. That's
Amen.
Amen.
But you know tonight, if every one of us feared God as much as we fear them people in the Middle East, we wouldn't have nothing to be afraid of.
That's right, Brother Rick. You're right.
You're right. Amen. You say why? Because God controls him.
Amen. Right. Yeah.
God's in control of everything. God can take care of us.
Amen.
Amen. Heaven. I mean, God is able to deliver his people.
Amen.
That's right. God's able to, when they swing that thing, I mean, there you are. They swing that thing, God's able to make a mission.
You're right.
Right. Yeah.
Man,
yeah. God's able to make them turn around and cut their own army people's
heads right.
off.
Right.
You're right. God's able to do stuff like that.
That's right.
It's all, Brother Rick, you just talking crazy tonight. Well, let me tell you something in Daniel 3.
Yes.
There's three Hebrew children there. They said, deny your God or you're going to go in the fire.
Right.
Amen. That's good.
Well, let me tell you something. They knew if they went in the fire, they wouldn't burn anyway.
Right.
Amen. They're fireproof.
Yeah.
Amen.
You ever child of God's fireproof?
Yeah. Amen.
They told me the fire won't burn anyway.
Amen.
Thank God I'm not going in the fire. The only fire that I feel is burning in my heart tonight.
Amen.
I'm glad tonight they said, we won't fail. They said, God won't deliver you. They said, well, whether he does or not, we love him. We're going to stand by him. We
right.
believe in him. Well, you can throw us in the fire if you want to.
Right.
And they wanted to. And they threw him in the fire.
Right. Amen.
Yeah.
You see what happened? The Bible said they throwed them in the fire.
Yeah.
Amen. The Bible said they come out and didn't even have a smell of smoke on them. Somebody
right.
said they wouldn't Baptist.
Yeah.
They come out. And the Bible said they got down there and the king said, look down there and see if they burnt to crisp yet. They looked in there and said, well, it's kind of funny, King. He said, what do you mean? He said, we throw three in there, but I see four.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of them looks like the Son of God.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
You say, what do you think happened when that king looked in there? I think he's like this.
Yeah.
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 God took care of
him.
There's somebody else like that. A few chapters over, they said, don't pray no more. They passed law, so don't pray no more.
Yeah.
They said, Daniel said, the king just made a new law. Just come out. We just nailed it up over there. And he said, what to say? They said, well, Sam said, you're not supposed to pray anymore to any god other than the god that of Nebuchadnezzar. The god's all we're supposed to pray for. And Daniel said, okay, I need to pray about that.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
He went up there holding his windows. And when the Bible said when he knew it, he went up there and prayed.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, they got him, terrorized us. If you do that, we're going to throw you in lions then.
Right.
It's always been terrorists against Christians.
That's right.
Yeah.
He said, well, just go ahead and throw me in there then.
Yeah.
They throw him in the lion's den. Well, Christians don't mind going in the lion's den because they've been fighting a lion all their life.
Amen.
They went in the lion's den, same deal. Daniel seemed to sleep good, but the king couldn't sleep all night. He's up walking around. He can't sleep. And Daniel seems to sleep good. The king goes down there the next morning and said, oh, Daniel, is your God able to deliver you?
Woo!
Daniel's sitting there stroking them lines. He said, I don't care, King. God's took care of me.
Amen.
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 Yeah. Lions lost their appetite.
Yeah.
You say, what happened then? The king said, you guys throw them in there.
Yeah.
Y'all throw them in there.
And then he made it right.
Yeah.
You say, what happened then? Missed me, man.
Right.
I mean, the lions just devoured him, amen.
Yeah.
Somebody said, why didn't they eat Daniel? Because he's all backbone, gristle, and grit, and they couldn't eat him, amen.
Amen.
That's what we need tonight.
Yes.
Right.
Amen.
Tough.
Amen.
Yeah.
Toughen up a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about John the Baptist?
Right.
Yeah.
He could preach, couldn't he?
Yeah.
He went out of Herod, he said, it's not lawful you to be living that woman you're living with. That's your brother's wife.
Heaven.
Amen.
And old Harry, he liked John. He liked his preaching.
Yeah.
He'd go down there sometime and have him preach to him.
Right.
He liked his preaching. Yeah. You know, some people like preaching and even Christian.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's true.
Yeah. I preached a funeral, Brother Larry. I'm sure you've had this happen. I preached a funeral one time. There's an old lost man there. I guess there's 80 Christians there and they all come out and never said a word.
But that old lost man come out and he grabbed my hand and he said, "That's hella good preaching." That was some hella good preaching. You say, "What, didn't that offend you?" No, that was his way of complimenting me. Amen.
Right.
I mean, he said a lot when he said that.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
So we see here that John the Baptist said, "You go ahead and put me in jail. I don't care." They put him in jail. He went through a little time of doubting.
Yeah.
But then Jesus sent some people down there and just said, "Just tell John everything's cool."
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said, "Just tell the blind, see the lame walk, deaf hear."
Yeah.
John said, "That's him."
Yeah. Hey. Amen.
He didn't have no more trouble then.
Amen.
They had a little birthday party.
Yeah.
And it wasn't her. She didn't like him. It was that old Jezebel of a woman.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right.
She had her daughter down there half naked dancing in front of him. Of course, the king's drunk anyway.
Yeah.
He got drunk and he said, "Just ask whatever you want, I'll give it to you." She said, went over to her mother and said, "What do you think I'm going to ask?" She said, "John's head."
Mm-hmm. Right.
Amen. I went there and put it on a silver platter, cut John's head off, brought it in there.
Yeah.
She said, "Open it up, let me see it." She opened it up. Somebody said it was still saying, "Repent, repent, repent."
Amen.
Yeah. You see, you can't silence the voice.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
You see, you can kill the preacher, you can cut his head off, but that voice is that eternal word.
Amen.
You can't stop it. It's eternal. It's forever, thank God.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Let me say this tonight. Look at Revelation 20. Revelation 20, look at verse 10. I thought about this when I preached this morning on smoke signals.
Yeah.
Said, "And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire, where there's fire and smoke.
Yeah.
Lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever."
Amen.
Amen. What's going to happen to Isis? You're just ready.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen to every Christ reject.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
I know when it says the beast and the false prophet, it's talking about the Antichrist and his false prophet. But I know also that every false prophet is going to be in the lake of fire.
Yeah.
Amen. Every one of them is going to be in the lake of fire.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
This is where they're going to end up. Amen.
Right.
You say, what's going to happen to them? Let me tell you something.
Please.
You see them poor people that they had over there bowed like this. Scared to death.
Yeah.
As anybody would be.
Yeah.
Standing beside a masked man with a machete or sword. Got to be scared to death. They make them bow. Cut their heads off. You say, what's going to happen to them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Bible says there's coming a day.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When everything in heaven, everything in the earth, and everything in under the earth,
right.
And every knee's going to bow,
Amen.
And every tongue's going to confess that Jesus Christ is King of kings and Lord of lords to the glory of God the Father.
Amen.
You say, what are you saying? Every false prophet, every one of them's going to bow someday, and they're going to bow before Jesus Christ, and they're going to say, "We was wrong, you're right," and they're still going to hell because they done it too late. Thank God, I'm glad I've already bowed to the King of kings and Lord of the lords tonight.
Amen.
Amen. They're going to bow. Say, what's going to happen to them then? They're going to burn.
Right.
Burn.
Amen.
The Bible said that their torment of them went up day and night forever and ever.
That's right.
Yeah.
They're going to burn. I'm done with this. They're going to beg.
Yeah,
they will.
Right. Yes.
I thought about them poor people. Them little old kids, man, they said he killed so many of them. And 10,000 Christians. I don't know what kind of Christians they are, but if you lose your life, you just might be the real kind.
Amen.
If you're not willing to swear allegiance to all, it just might be you're the real kind.
Amen. Right.
But don't you know them people begged? Oh, please don't kill. Oh, please don't do it. Please let me go. Please let me go home to my wife. Please let me go see my family. Please don't do it. Don't you know they begged? Awful think about it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But can I tell you that one day these people are going to beg?
Yes. Amen.
One drop of water.
Revelations chapter 6.
I'm not just speaking about this particular group in general at this point. I'm speaking about all Christ rejectors, all false prophets, all those that follow the Antichrist.
Right.
The Bible said in Revelation 6, it said one of these days, on that sixth seal, he said that the heavens are going to depart as a scroll and it's rolled together, and every mountain and island will be moved out of their place, and the kings of the earth and the great men, the rich men, and the chief captains and the mighty men, and every bondsman, every freeman, will hide themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains, begging, if you will, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sat upon the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? All of those know the Lord.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. You're going to beg someday.
Yes.
Just hold on, Christian.
Amen.
Don't get too wrapped up in them news reports.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
We do win.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Boy, our God is on the throne.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Our God does know how to deliver the godly.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Our God is able to take care of
us.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus Christ is King of kings and Lord of lords.
Yes.
This Bible is the Word of God.
Yes.
Amen. Just hang on.
Yes.
Woo! He's coming.
Yes. Amen.
He's coming. Jesus said all these things have to be.
Yeah.
He said just settle it in your heart.
Right.
That's right. I'm going to live for God.
Yes.
Amen. I'm going to stand with God.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
That's what I want to do. Is that what you want to do?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
That's what I'm going. Amen. Hey, amen. You're here tonight. Listen, if you're saved tonight, if you'll love the Lord and follow the Lord and everything, you don't have to fear anything except Him.
Yes, right.
But if you're not saved, you've got plenty to fear tonight.
Yes. That's right.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about ISIS. I'm talking about dying lost in eternity and going to hell without God forever and ever and ever. That's what you got to fear tonight.
Right.
But you can get rid of that fear tonight.
That's right.
You come to the Lord. He died on the cross to save you.
Yes.
Amen. He's not going to ask you to blow yourself up for it. He came and gave himself for you.
Amen.
If you come tonight, you'll save
you. Yeah, will.
I hope tonight, this is what God put on my heart tonight, and I'm hoping in these perilous times,
amen,
just a little reminder tonight,
yeah,
God's still on the throne.
He is.
Amen.
He ain't done with us yet. If it was, we wouldn't be here tonight.
That's right.
Amen.
Lord, I thank you tonight for a little bit of information out of the Word of God.
Thank you, Father.
Lord, and all of it, Lord, can apply to what I preached about tonight. I'm not taking anything out of context. I've not said anything that wasn't true, Lord, of what I've said tonight. God, I pray this evening, and I just ask you, Lord, that you help Christians. I believe there's a lot of young people tonight that's afraid, scared, Lord. And I just pray that this will help them tonight to know that God's in control. And He's watching over them, and He's going to take care of us. And if we'll follow Him and trust Him, live for us, He'll get us safe home. Now, Lord, I pray tonight, there's one lost tonight. Lord, the main terrorist is the devil himself, the king. That's the Lord, one that terrorizes and makes him afraid. God's not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And I pray tonight for the lost tonight, full of fear. I pray tonight they turn that fear to the fear of God, and they come tonight and let Him, Lord, give them tonight that spirit and that sound mind that they need in this world which we're living tonight. Help us tonight, Lord. We thank you for what you do. Thank you for this whole book. Thank you for letting us know that God knows the end from the beginning. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Let's stand tonight. Let's stand tonight. Pray tonight. God, we can. Maybe you need to come down that knee. Lord, thank you, God.
Thank you for giving us a place of rest. Thank you.
shall not fail.
Yeah. Everybody,
yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
Shall not fail. All right. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank
yes.
you.
Amen.
Any word on anyone's heart tonight before we go, Brother Eddie?
Well, I'd like to thank the Lord, but tonight saved my soul. I'd like to thank Him for giving me a place of safety. And it's going to get worse and worse under the end. And I'll tell you what's also kind of exciting to know. When it's all over down here, it's just beginning up there.
Right.
I was just thinking tonight about the great truths you told tonight. And I'm glad I got a peace that passes all understanding. It wouldn't matter if they offered me the deepest bunker and the greatest army to protect it. I'd still rather have Jesus.
Yes, sir.
I'd rather stand with Jesus. Paul said it. His first answer, he said, all forsook him. He said, nevertheless, the Lord stood with me. I'll take Jesus. Amen. Appreciate the message tonight.
Amen. All right, anybody else tonight? Anybody else tonight? Or testimony, anything not on anyone's heart?
Brother Rick, I just want to thank the Lord for the sermon tonight and the truth.
Amen.
That
preached. Amen.
That's smart. All right, anybody else? All hearts clear tonight. All right, then. Hope you have a good week. And I knew the Lord provides. I got a cucumber to go with that head of lettuce. We got that.
You'll never have a dry mouth, man.
Yeah, amen. All right. All hearts clear then. We're going to ask Brother Nathan if he will dismiss us for a prayer.
Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for this opportunity. Lord, we had to come out to hear your word once again, Father. And we thank you for the encouragement, Lord, from your word, Lord, that... Lord, if you be for us, Lord, nobody can be against us. And we just thank you, Lord, for that truth in the Word of God. We thank you we're not a forsaken people, Lord, and you'll never forsake us nor leave us. And, Lord, we just pray that you just be with us, all of us, this week, Lord. Just encourage us each and every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.